Welcome to the Road Back to Life with Ashley and Dawn, a program brought to you by patients for patients with kidney disease and their families. Hosted by the Road Back to Life, a mentoring group for kidney patients. Now here's your hosts, Ashley and Dawn.
And a lot of women talk about hair loss or excessive hair growth after transplant. Is this something you experienced, and how did that affect you?
All the time on kidney groups, women just saying, I'm losing my hair. Is this normal? It's coming out in clumps. I see it in the shower. And it can be a little bit scary, I will say, but mine came back. It comes back. Mine definitely came back. It came back like it was before. I just kind of felt like I wasn't me. Like I was kind of in this body that I didn't recognize. I was looking at this person I didn't recognize. And honestly, me losing my hair was scary. I didn't know when it was going to stop. I didn't know if it was going to stop. To be in this body, all I'm thinking about is food. All I want to do is eat, gaining weight pretty quickly. And all my hair is falling out. I did not know who I was. And not even recognizing that person and being very self-conscious and having no confidence at all because I didn't know how to handle what I was seeing, what was happening, what I was going through. And it affected me. It definitely affected me emotionally. And I dealt with some depression because of it. But things got better. Things definitely got better. There's just a lot of grooming that happens. And so it's just annoying when it's already a process, but just to make it longer. It sucked. And then I think I got one shower in. My peritoneal dialysis catheter healed. And they're like, you can shower. And I was like, this is the best day of my life. I get a shower. And then I had to switch to hemo. So they had to take out the catheter, the peritoneal dialysis catheter, put a graft in my arm and then put a neck catheter, and you cannot get your neck catheter wet. So I got one shower and then they were like, no more showers. And I thought I was never going to be able to shower again in my entire life. That's how it felt. So I was back to my bathing in 2 inches of water and washing my hair over the bathtub. I think that the most important thing is for other women to know that you're not alone. So I know that you can feel when you're dealing with different things, depending on what stage you're in, that there are other women out there dealing with it too. And you're not the only one. It's totally normal. I promise things are going to get better. I've talked to a lot of women who they're kind of in the midst of it and maybe their transplant didn't go great or they're not adjusting to medication perfectly. They're losing hair and they're gaining weight and they feel puffy and not like themselves. And maybe they're also dealing with fertility stuff. And they've been at a place where they regret their transplant just because it's been so tough on them. And I just want to say to those women too, that your feelings are valid, that it's okay to feel that way and that things are going to get better. And when you're in that moment, it may not seem that way, but even a year out, I was doing so much better. 5 years out, almost, I'm a completely different person. And when I look back, it was definitely all worth it. It's hard to tell in the moment because you deal with a lot. I mean, kidney failure and dialysis and then transplant. And then if you have to deal with things after transplant, I mean, it's a lot to take on. But there are other people who are going through it too. So you're not alone and it is going to get better. I promise it is going to. So you just got to hang in there, lean on the people who you're close with, lean on your support, reach out to other people who may have gone through it too, just so that you can relate and talk about things that, you know, that they also understand. But you're going to get through it and it's going to be great, but you just got to get through the tough parts.
This is Ashley and Dawn and the team at the Road Back to Life saying thank you for listening to the Road Back to Life with Ashley and Dawn and for allowing us to be a part of your journey. For more information on the Road Back to Life, visit us at www.theroadbacktolife.com. Also, consider subscribing to our channel so we can keep you updated with new content and videos. Remember, we're all in this together. Now go out and be kind to one another.